نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. My respected elders, brothers, friends, and most honorable ulama and students, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Dhamat Barakatuhum, yesterday explained that there are many, many things in the world which are very simple. But we are always after things which are very, very dramatic, very drastic. We are always looking for something different. So those simple things which are the solution to majority of our problems, normally we always turn away from that. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His kindness has made our deen very, very easy. And in our deen, Allah has placed the solution to each and every single problem any man faces in the entire world. Today, one common problem which generally people are facing is that everybody, because of our lifestyle, our way of life, following the ways of the non-believers, we are always in a condition of tension, worry, depression. And a person finds no satisfaction, no peace, till finally he begins looking for this peace in the wrong places. And after searching for it and searching for this, what we call sukoon e dil, this peace of heart, finally he gives up. And many, many people, it leads them to such an extent that they indulge in the worst of sins and finally even kill themselves. Whereas Allah has put the solution with us. Hazrat Maulana gives a very beautiful example to illustrate our example, really how we are living. A certain person, living in one small ten shanty, he lost a gold coin. It was dark, it was late at night. So he lost his gold coin and he started looking for it outside. Friend was walking past. So the friend stopped. He said, "My friend, he's in trouble. He lost his gold coin." So he decided to help. After searching for a few minutes, 5, 10, 15 minutes. So like all of us, we'll ask, "You sure you lost it here?" So the man said, "I never lost it. I lost it in my tent shanty." He said, "Then why are you wasting my time? You're making me look for it. You looking for it here, 10, 15 minutes. He said, "No, here is a bright light outside. If we had to go back inside, it's dark." Whereas really, if a person went back inside, in spite of the darkness, within a few minutes he would have found that gold coin, just moving his hand around. We are looking today for this peace of mind, contentment of heart in all the bright lights of the world. In the bright lights of casinos, in the bright lights of music and television, in the bright lights of drugs, in the bright lights of different types of sins, haram relationships with women. And we think that after getting this here, I will be happy. Not realizing we are actually walking into Jahannam. Every sin is directly connected to Jahannam. When a person indulges in that sin, so to say, he has brought one branch of Jahannam in himself. And for a short while you feel some temporary pleasure. لَزَّتِ عَارْزِي مِلِي لَزَّتِ دَائِمِي كَيْ. Short while, temporary pleasure. And forever and ever a person can't find satisfaction, peace of mind, contentment of heart. He was looking for it in the wrong places. So a person looks for it maybe in women. And he thinks that by having this relationship with this woman, or by looking around, then I will make my heart happy, satisfied. And many, many people are such. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. A person goes and gets involved in a haram relationship with some woman, thinking there's good in it, but his whole life is destroyed. He's a married man, he's worried all the time. Even in his relationship, he has no peace. And finally, when the news gets around, gets spread, then what disgrace, humiliation, what a person has to go through after this year. All what he was looking for, he never found it. Hazrat Maulana gives another example to illustrate this year. He said a certain person, one day went to the mad hospital to go and see what's happening in the mad hospital, to visit some of the patients. So the warden, he was taking him around. They stopped by the first room, and there a man was in great love and enjoyment. Shabnam, Shabnam, Shabnam. He's remembering his beloved Shabnam. So he asked, "What happened to this man?" The warden said, "This man was in love with some Shabnam. And this Shabnam, for whatever reason, couldn't get married to him. So he went mad, he lost his mind." They went on to the next ward, and in the next ward, there was a man there, and he was making terrible sounds like an animal. Oh, oh. And you could see he was extremely violent. He was ready to do anything. So he asked, what happened to this man? He said, this poor man, he got married to Shabnam. The man who was looking for Shabnam, he never get anything. And the man who got Shabnam, he also never get anything. Looking for it in the woman of this world, we will never find our peace of mind, satisfaction of heart will never come in woman. Many times we look for it in the things of the world, in dunya. Whereas history has proven that wealth has never brought anybody happiness. Many times, yes, this is true. A simple life, a life according to sunnah, this has brought many, many people happiness. Riches has not brought any man happiness. A man who was rich and was happy was not because of his riches. It was because of his connection with Allah. There was no other reason for his happiness. Look at the incident of Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah. Marana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi narrates this incident. That Ibrahim bin Adham was a king. He left his kingdom, he ran away. Why? Searching for the same happiness. But he realized where he'll find this happiness. One day he was sitting on the river bank. One of his old ministers was walking past. He looked at him, he said, what a foolish man. He gave up the kingdom. And today he's sitting here by the river, he's sewing his clothing. So he came, he stopped, he tapped him on the shoulder. He said, don't you regret giving up that kingdom? Today you're living like a pauper here, stitching your own clothing up. So Ibrahim bin Adham looked at him. He realized this poor man doesn't understand. And he took that same needle of his and threw it in the river. And he said to the river, bring my needle out. As a karama, as a miracle which Allah manifested at his hands, Marana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi said 100,000 fish came out of the water and they all presented to him gold and silver needles. Gold and silver needles. So he said, I don't want this. I want my old rusted normal needle that I was using. I want that. Then they brought it out. He took the day and he said, see what kingdom I have got now. Many times we look for it in education. Whereas we all know our own condition. How many people in the colleges, in the universities, before going into education, we think that we'll get happiness here. But in our colleges and universities, how many of us, how many of the youngsters, how many people get carried away, get taken away in drugs? Why are they going into drugs? Because that's what they were looking for, they never found in their education. They had to look for it somewhere else. A person gets involved in what haram actions. Why? He's looking for that enjoyment. A person gets involved in gambling. A person gets in, and there are so many distractions in the world, which takes a person totally away from Allah. We are looking for that peace of mind, satisfaction of heart. It is not there. Allah in the Quran explains, if you want it, then there is one place you can get it. Allah bi dhikri Allah taqma'innu al-qulub. Allah says, listen very, very well. There are three words in the Arabic language, Allah, Ama, and Ha. These are called huruf al-tanbih. When a person is speaking to another and he wants him to concentrate and listen, then he uses one of these words here, Allah, Ama, Ha. And our beloved Shaykh Hazrat Murad Abdul Hamid Sahib says that whenever we say this here, don't think we are advertising for Yamaha. This is just some Arabic grammar. And Allah, Ama, Ha, these words are to say, listen properly. Allah says, listen properly. This is something very important I'm going to tell you. Bi dhikrillah, only in the remembrance of Allah. This ba, which we know, is a term of sila, which is used to join words together. Comes in different meanings. In this place here, Qadi Sanaullah Panipati rahmatullah alayhi says, the meaning of bi dhikrillah is fi dhikrillah. In the dhikr of Allah. When a man is immersed in the dhikr of Allah, and he explains further on, just like a fish immersed in water. بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Only in the remembrance of Allah will people's hearts find satisfaction. Just like that fish, only when it is immersed in water, it is at ease, it is at peace. The moment it is taken out of the water, you see it shaking. It is in agitation, it doesn't know what to do. A Muslim, only when he is involved in the dhikr of Allah, at that time he can find peace of heart, satisfaction of mind. This is one great, great gift which Allah has given us. If only we could understand that what we were looking for in the bright lights of the world, we had it already in our house behind us. 1400 years our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it to us. And what a gift, what a treasure. But how many of us utilize this great gift Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us? This great gift which Allah has granted us in the Quran. and Allah has given promise that this will solve your problems. It will remove all worry, depression, all of this here will be removed, totally taken out. Very, very briefly, I just remembered one certain incident of an alim in the United States of America. He gave a bayan once, and there was a zikr majlis which took place. A man after that came to him. He asked him, "Where did you learn of this here?" He said, "I learned of this here in the East by my asatiza, by my mashayikh." So that man was a doctor, one of the top surgeons, heart surgeons, and heart specialist of America, one of the 20 top. He was a Muslim man. So he said, "Is this part of Islam?" He said, "Of course it's part of Islam." That man said that this is proof Islam is the truth. Because we were commanded by the American government for months on end to make research into why are people so depressed here in the United States of America when they have every type of haram at their disposal. They can dance, they can sing, they can drink, they can womanize, they can gamble, whatever they want to do. Why are they still in depression? Why is the need for so much sleeping pills for people to take? And after lengthy research, we concluded that one certain part in the brain, when it is charged up, a person feels happy. When it is charged up, a person becomes depressed. And when the charge comes down, then at that time a person feels happy, he feels content. And they said after a long process of trying to figure out how we can help people to charge it or to discharge it, we came to realize that the only method is to take your mind off all of the things of the world. But today I saw in your method, he said, for this reason we started so many meditation classes, yoga classes. But today I realized that what you have done, what you have learned in the East, to remove your mind from everything else, and not just to remove your mind, but to connect your mind to the most beautiful of all, the most great of all, the most wonderful of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, won't that bring that same peace, that same satisfaction which a person was looking for? So each and every one of us, really, if we think about it, how much dhikrullah are we making? There are many types of dhikr also. One type of dhikr is when a person sits alone and remembers Allah. There is a special type of connection he feels with Allah at this time. And Allah rewards him in this manner, that when we remember Allah alone, then Allah also remembers us alone. And what enjoyment, really, if a person thinks of it, that I am remembering my Allah, but my Allah is also remembering me. A person, he knows his beloved is thinking of him. What happiness won't he feel? This is not just any mere normal. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Our greatest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been the most gracious, most magnanimous. Allah has been the most kind, most merciful on us. What Allah hasn't done for us? And we know my creator, that great being, he is remembering me. And at the same time, if a person remembers Allah in a gathering, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reward for the day remembers him in a gathering. Which gathering? Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah explains that Allah remembers him in the gathering of the special angels. And the souls of the Anbiya and the Mursaleen, Allah remembers him in that gathering, the Anbiya alayhi salam and the special ones of the messengers of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts of these people in front of them. This is when a person is in a gathering. One great benefit of making zikr in a gathering, Allah says, "Huwa allazi," that nazalat alayhi mustakina. There are many, many benefits which was mentioned in one certain hadith. One benefit which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained is that sakina descends on them. Sakina, Allama Alusi rahmatullahi alayhi has explained, we have heard from our mashayikh, Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar rahimahullah would quote this very, very often. And he would say that this is one noor which enters into the heart. And when this noor enters into the heart, a person's attention is turned to Allah. And a person is then removed from all worries, all types of tension, all types of depression. When this enters the heart, a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the result of the sakina is, لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. A man's iman increases. And suddenly he feels happy. He feels at ease, he feels at peace. This is when we make dhikr in a gathering. There is one additional aspect with regards to dhikr as well. And that is to spend time in the company of the people who are always remembering Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained regarding this year that, should I not inform you of that which is the height of all matters, through which you will acquire the goodness of this world and the akhirah? What is that? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, hold firm onto the gatherings of the people of dhikr. Meaning that those who are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are always in the remembrance of Allah, who we call ulama, we call mashayikh, stay connected to their gatherings. When a person will do this here, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, this is the height of matters. In other words, it is one of the greatest actions a person can do. Through it, he will acquire the goodness of this world already, and he will acquire the goodness of akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding that we make dhikr daily by ourselves. We make dhikr in gatherings of dhikr as well. And we make dhikr, we spend time in the company of the people of dhikr. For this reason here, mashayikh prescribe different forms of dhikr. The purpose of this here is what? That the mashayikh are like, as Hazrat Murana explained yesterday, they are like doctors. And they are showing us the easiest route, the most simplest route to get to Allah, to cure the sicknesses in our heart. Because of the prescriptions, dhikrullah is like vitamins. But they will prescribe which vitamins for which person to take. They will understand which one will benefit a person more, which one will be able to remove a person's sicknesses of the heart quicker, and which ones will take a person closer to Allah in a much quicker time. These are some very important aspects with regard to dhikr. Allah grant us tawfiq of making dhikr daily. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the dhakirin and grant us this reality that we live in this world a life of sukoon and a life of happiness, which will only be found in the remembrance of Allah, in the obedience of Allah. Along with this year, those of us who have been with Hazrat Murana for the last few days, then we should remember that although this has come to an end, but there have been many, many weaknesses in our spending time with the mashayikh and in our travels, in our moving around. For this reason here, we should make istighfar. At the end of every action, a Muslim should always remember this here, that we should make istighfar and ask Allah for forgiveness. Our weaknesses are definitely there. We are human beings. Forget us. Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the end of his life was told, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Now your a'mal are coming to an end. Make sure you make istighfar as well. So we also should be making istighfar, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this short journey of ours. However, the journey is still very, very far. This was just an introduction to what the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Now a person has to continue further, and as a person continues further, under the supervision of the mashayikh, learning this path of going towards Allah and acquiring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will really feel what we have spoken about, what has been spoken about, then he will acquire these great qualities, this happiness in this life, and a person will then reach his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest objective a person can live for. May Allah grant us all tawfiq. Now we will make some dhikr.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اذكروني اذكركم انا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا محمد رسول اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو اے خبردار تیرا No. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي يقاوى زرع درد دل جمرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبکار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اٹھا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں اے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر اسی ذات کی مسرضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مسجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بستا دم آخر ورد زبان میرے الہ خوش میائے دم تا بچانا چنی می بائے دم اللہ جل جلالو تعالی شانو اللہ 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 ایچے شیرین استے نام شیر و شکر میشا و چانم تمام اللہ 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 सा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। إذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب. الله 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 ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. إن
شاء الله time for إشراك is enter, so we should try to read every day, make it a part of our habit of our life. Person will read 2 rakats of إشراك Salah after the Fajr Salah, sitting till sunrise, and a few minutes after, he will get the reward of performing a complete Hajj and Umrah Thawab just by reading 2 rakats of Salah. Such a great reward. And if a person performs 4 rakats of Salah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all his work for that day very, very easy. Allah ta'ala says, you remember me for a short while in the morning, I will remember for the rest of the day, I will make your work easy for you. Similarly, whoever reads the 2 rakats of Ishraq Salah in the morning, all his sins are forgiven, even if they are equal to the foams of the ocean. So they are very, very great rewards. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to always recite this Salah. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.